You brought balloons?
Ryan's face doesn't move as he stares at the mess of color floating over my head.
To the airport.
Is that not a thing? I ask. My arm hurts a little as a gust of late summer wind yanks on the bouquet.
No, they're...
He laughs.
They're great. And she'll be able to see us from a mile away. It's perfect.
I stick out my tongue at him. Maddie won't have a problem finding us in the Omaha airport, which is basically just one big room. But I thought the balloons would be nice, and it's the kind of thing my best friend would do for me if I was the one who'd spent half the summer at a cool science/soccer program in Spain. Plus, I think Maddie could use some cheering up. Early in the summer, she was telling me all about this guy she'd met, asking for flirting advice like she always does. Maddie's the sporty, STEM-y one, and I'm the one who knows about boys, so I think my tips were pretty solid. But then she stopped talking about him, and I never saw any pictures, so I guess we're back to square one. Ryan strides toward the airport doors.
I know she was a walking disaster before she left, but you didn't have to get her a hospital present.
I pull the balloons down fast so that some of the low ones bonk Ryan in the head. He yelps, and we both laugh, and the automatic doors swoosh us into the freezing baggage area. Hospital present isn't a thing, I tell him. But if it was, it'd be flowers. Okay, maybe I feel like I owe her a present because of last year. Like how her date, Ben Perez, left in the middle of spring formal without telling her or even sending a text until 2 days later. And how I wasn't even there, because I was busy driving to the lake with my boyfriend at the time, Paul. And then the week before she left for Europe, Maddie's parents announced they were getting a divorce. She came to see me at my job, crying, and all I could do was take a 15-minute break and hug her while she cried. I really wanted to say the right thing, but I don't know. Maddie's parents are weird. At least with the Ben Perez thing, I knew what to do. Unfollow him on all the socials and cough loser when I saw him at school. What do you say about someone's parents? Luckily, my job at Dairy Queen has left me a lot of time to think this summer, particularly about being a better friend, or at least getting back to being the fun friend with good advice about guys. Even if the jerk in Spain didn't work out, we'll find Maddie someone awesome this year. She deserves that.
7 o'clock,
Ryan mutters, turning toward me and jerking his head a little back and to the left.
You've got another admirer.
I look past his shoulder and see a boy about our age, 16 or 17, not much taller than either of us, but solid. Not cute exactly, sort of rust-colored hair and dark eyes and almost a mean look on his face. Or not mean, maybe, intense. As soon as the guy sees me looking back, his glance flits away. He's waiting at the same baggage carousel Maddie should be headed for from her connecting flight from Chicago. An older guy, probably his dad, stands next to him. They don't talk.
Oh, and him too. He's hot.
Now Ryan's looking past my shoulders at someone else. You don't think they're just checking out the balloons? He snorts.
Get it? The balloons?
Oh my God, you're ridiculous. I shake my head, but actually, I'm going to miss this, having Ryan to myself. The way guys stare at me sort of makes Maddie crazy, even more than it bothers my mom. Sometimes she seems jealous, sometimes worried. It's always something. Another reason that life would be better this year if Maddie had a good boyfriend. Win, 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 or however the saying goes.
Where is that girl?
Ryan asks, and then he jumps.
Madeline Costello, report to Carousel 3.
I hear Maddie squeal before I see her, and her arms are around me before I can even get a breath. She smells like flowers, and she hugs me tight like always. We hop around, holding each other, and then she's hugging Ryan. We're all laughing, and it's old times again. Until she steps back, and I get a good look. And gasp.
I know,
she cries, smiling so big it looks like it must be hurting her face.
My hair got super blonde.
It's true, but also, Maddie is gorgeous. She's always been pretty, but now she looks like a girl from TV. She looks like she should be trying out for a modeling reality show.